time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll pin you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHA, or any other 12-step organization. We don't even speak that well for ourselves, as you will soon see. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce, as always with...
Shelley B.
And Mark M.
Shelley B.
Shelley B.
Shelley B.
Shelley B. Like, hey. All of a sudden, I felt like I was on the Jeff Foxworthy Recovery Show. You know you're an alcoholic when. Actually, that'd be a bunch of good jokes right there.
Yeah. I felt like I was on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Shelly was hunting.
Hunting spiders. You know what we call her? Shelly Perkins.
The slipper of death.
Yeah. So, we're having absolutely spectacular, fantastic Cobb salad sent to us by Debbie, which is awesome. By the way, Shelly, I thought we might want to make mention of something we forgot to mention last show.
What?
We got a gift.
We did. It was totally awesome. Thank you very much, Wendy. Our friend Wendy sent us pins, little buttons that say Sobriety Rocks.
Thanks,
one for
Wendy.
Each of us.
One for each of us. Because, you know, we rock and roll.
That's right. And we would wear them on for one of our videos on YouTube or on...
But we don't have any. Bruce does.
Well, we must because we announce them on every
and
show.
Well, no, we have them. They're there. They're just old.
Well, you have
and
them.
They're
all
you.
Me.
Yeah.
I don't have any good
no,
drunkalog stories.
James
I got
has one.
One.
From when he was on, and it has more views than any of the other ones.
Oh, well, there you go.
He did a thing on step one. He was going to do all the steps.
He got to one.
Did one. Oh, well.
Like a good alcoholic he is.
Shelly looks like she's a bad porn movie right now. She's got like butter slathering down the side of her chin.
That's not a bad porn movie.
No, it would because it's kind of yellowish butter, and that makes me think about the guy, and there's something wrong with him. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
So, anyway, thank you very much, Debbie.
Wendy.
I love her cob salad.
Debbie, okay.
And thanks. Wendy?
Wendy. Yeah.
And thanks, Wendy, for the pins. We dig that.
Well, if Debbie makes it another 6 hours, she will be 8.
Oh, I am
happy
going,
birthday.
I am going to
call her
go
midday?
Out on a limb and say she's going to make it. So happy birthday, Debbie.
Happy
because
birthday
she probably,
to you.
She probably doesn't listen to the show, right?
No, she doesn't.
Our very closest friends don't
no,
listen
don't.
At all. They're
they
like,
don't ever.
If we want to hear the show, we can like just go to coffee with you guys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because that is the show.
Yeah.
That's what this is. This is just a continuation of going to coffee.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Shelley.
What?
We have, for years, what has been one of the catchphrases of this show? For years.
I don't know.
The meeting.
After the meeting.
After the meeting. Which, in and of itself, says we're a meeting.
Which we're not. So if you need a meeting, you need to shut this crap off and go to a meeting.
I would
you can't
submit.
Get out to a meeting. There are online meetings.
I would submit. After she tried to rudely... say that I didn't say it was a meeting. At the same time, in the same show, it says, welcome to the meeting after
the meeting.
It doesn't make it this a meeting. This makes this coffee.
Yeah.
I see no coffee.
This is not a meeting. This is a meeting after the meeting.
And there's no conflict.
You are welcome to go to a meeting and then come home and listen.
And go yes. to another meeting with us.
But if no other alternatives are available, settle back and enjoy the show.
If no other alternatives are if nothing's on cable with its 12,487 channels, and if you've run out of pages on the net to look at, then, you know, if you got nothing better going, you can listen to this show.
If a choice between us and SpongeBob.
I don't know. SpongeBob's pretty good. I like that. I know all the words to the theme song, too.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants. Absorbent and yellow and porous is he. SpongeBob SquarePants. You don't remember that from when the kids...
Connor used to watch it constantly. Well... You know what that means.
What's it mean, Bruce?
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
Okay. If we talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Talk amongst ourselves for... Oh, as you're chewing, is that it?
I have to finish my last bite of salad.
Yeah, well, I'm about to eat a croissant, so there you go.
Okay. Let's see, we have shout-outs to Elizabeth, Bill, Sally, Georgette, Pete, Natalie, Dakota, Carol, Joey, Cece, James, Jack, Dan, Stryker, Randy, Damon, Wes, Alexandria, John, Wendy, and Neil.
Yay!
Same Wendy that sent us a gift?
Yes.
And Neil.
How nice.
Say hi to Dodgy Ken. Who I always thought was British. Because of the name, Dodgy Ken.
Okay.
Neil sent this story in. Apparently, scientists have found a mutation in a gene of a serotonin receptor. Serotonin receptor 2B. Or not 2B. That is the question.
As opposed to 2A?
Yeah.
2B or not 2B. Not 2B.
They believe that if you have a problem handling your drink, or if you act rashly or impulsively or do stupid things under the influence, that this... gene mutation is to blame.
Yeah.
So wait a minute.
We found a genetic cure for idiocy?
Yeah. No. But it says it when you're drinking, right?
Yes.
So if they fix this, we can all drink and be totally responsible. Is that what they're saying?
Well, they're saying that the discovery may lead to the development of new drugs in the battle against alcoholism.
Okay.
But in the meantime, it'll make you less stupid when you drink.
Well... No, I mean, if you have this mutation, you are stupid when you drink.
Right. So if they fix that, then you won't be stupid when you drink.
Right.
That kind of means we could drink.
No. Because that doesn't stop you from drinking excessive amounts of alcohol and passing out.
Yeah, but you'll do less stupid stuff.
If this works, what's Bruce going to have to watch on YouTube in the afternoons?
Yeah, that's true. It would totally ruin
hold
your
beer.
Totally ruin your YouTube.
I'm going in.
All the redneck fail videos will disappear from the net.
The next story is out of Bergen, Norway. Yet another country is considering ending the criminalization of drug users, specifically heroin users. They are considering setting up a clinic as a test case in Oslo to allow heroin users a safe place to shoot up, basically, and... to get heroin that is not cut with lethal substances. However, the effort is coming up against some pretty stringent, they're being thwarted. What's the word I'm looking for? Opposition. That's the word.
Well, you mentioned that they're going to make a place where it's safe for these guys to go do it and cleaner drugs. Is there anything about getting them off of it?
Yes, because it's in conjunction,
like a really, really, really nice flop house with free dope.
Yeah. It does. And the thing is, it would be right next to, and you would end up having to go through, if you want to do this, their therapy program. I don't know that will work either, because the one that they're relying on the most is methadone.
There are strings attached to this anti-criminalization.
Right.
Well, I don't know why... on earth anybody would use methadone.
I don't either. It takes longer to get off methadone than it does heroin.
Yeah, like a good shot of Thor's eagle. By months and months and months and months. At Impact House, where I was at, you know how they get you off heroin? Ice baths and pretty much that was it. Yeah. I mean, they just made you kick.
And clean up the puke.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, they do that, and it's like 5 days you were like...
You're done.
5-6 days you were like, okay. Methadone's like got a kick that's like 9 months or something.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. However, they have to do something. Norway has the worst heroin mortality rate in Europe. They have 70 drug deaths per million inhabitants every year.
Wow.
Just from heroin, which when you consider the size of Norway is a lot.
Yeah.
In Europe as a whole, only one country, Estonia, which has 127 heroin deaths per million. The average worldwide is 16 per million. So they got a bit of a problem.
127 per million puts them more up in the range of people that are killed by weapons.
Starting to, because it's all, you know, based on percentage of population. It's like, you know, 127 per million in LA is different than 127 per million in Estonia.
Well, yeah, and let me give you an example. I think in the United States, homicide by gun, which has been down for the last 5 years running, but homicide by gun is like 8,000 something total.
Yeah.
Now, that's a hell of a lot less than 100 per million, because there's 200 and almost 300 million people in the United States.
Yeah.
So that would be 300 and something people per million. Not even close.
Okay. This next story. Well, the story starts in Marin County, California, but it's actually a story about the rise of Skittles parties in the U.S. overall.
Skittles parties.
Well, they sound like lots of fun. Oh, it's a Skittles party.
They were lots of fun.
Yeah.
Well, the problem, they're also known as farm parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the kids bring whatever's in their
Farmville.
Parents' medicine cabinets, throws it into a bowl, and they all take a handful of pills.
Yep.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Overdose death rates.
We didn't think
rates.
So at the time.
Well, the problem is that in the last 5 years, overdose death rates from these Skittle parties have doubled in 18 states and tripled in 12 states, quadrupled in 5 states.
Yeah. Wow.
So these kids are, you know, thinking that it's not as bad as street drugs, are literally downing some pills and dying.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you an example. Not as good, you know, not as bad as street drugs. That's the problem with them. They're pharmaceutical. They're as good as you're going to get, which means they're going to be stronger than most street drugs. You know, when you look at a pill and it says there's X amount of grains of whatever in it, it's got it.
Yeah. Well, you know, also, I don't remember going to Skittles parties and taking a handful of drugs.
No, you'd take like one or
you
two.
You took a couple that you hadn't seen before to see what they did.
Yeah, or I'd take a couple that I'd seen before that I knew what they did. That's why I was taking them.
Yeah.
Black beauties come to mind.
Yes.
Okay, just the alert. You're going to need the kazoos.
Oh, my God.
Because we do have...
They're real easy to have.
We do have a hero of the week.
Kazoo's brought to you by Bill Piper.
This is out of Asheville, Tennessee. The official team of Recovery 101, the Tennessee Titans, is the hero of the week.
Yay!
The whole team. Yay!
What'd they do?
Did they win?
They must have won.
No. Oh. Well, yes, they did, but so did the whole community. On Thanksgiving, rather than hang out with their families or do other things like that, the entire team... coordinated with the Bridge Ministry and fed the homeless Thanksgiving dinner.
That's awesome.
The whole team.
Cool.
Yes. And the pictures from that were pretty interesting. Fantastic pictures. And we are very proud to have them as our official team.
Was Fran?
So you guys go.
Involved with that? Did
I
she
don't
send
know.
That in?
No, she didn't send that in. I found it on my newsfeed.
Awesome.
So, yes, that's awesome. Thank you so much,
Fran,
for
you tell them
that.
From us.
Thank
that
you.
That's awesome.
Oh, a peanut arrived. But I think the peanut's probably leaving.
No, James has come to listen to the show.
Of course he has.
The show that forced me out.
The show that forced him out.
Did not.
We just mentioned you in the last show.
We did.
Said that you had a video up online still that I think has the most views. Step one.
You want my
pull
mic?
Up a chair.
Yoko. You want my mic?
What do you mean, Yoko? I didn't Ooh, say that I wow. wanted to do this every week. Well, I won't be talking to James anytime soon.
I bet you will.
No. Unless I have to go through him to talk to his wife.
So, Shelley, we have some more news?
Yes, we do have more news. I was waiting for the confab to finish there. Okay, now, this is a story, and here's what I want you guys to do. I want you guys to figure out the why.
The why?
Yes.
This happened in
Florida! Thank you. We already know there's no why to this.
62-year-old man was wounded on Friday in a shooting at the St. Augustine gun range. He was shot in the upper leg, lower abdomen area at the Ancient City shooting range because he was standing behind the target.
Ow.
Why?
Now, and that's what I want to know. There is no reason why, and it was his brother-in-law. Yes, his brother-in-law that did the shooting. Now, the fact that he is such an abysmal marksman is what saved his life. But what I want to know is there's no how or why or anything. So why would you think that something like this might happen?
He's trying to commit suicide?
No, he was just walking behind the targets and he stopped and got shot. Why would you walk behind the targets, number one? Number two, your brother-in-law knows you're back there and he shot you anyway.
Oops.
Are you going to tell us why?
No,
no,
that's what I'm saying.
Why.
There is no why. I want to know.
She thought we were going to figure out why.
Yes, you fill it in.
No, there is.
Why somebody would walk behind the targets at a shooting range.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why. Because it's Florida.
Yeah.
That's why. Because people in Florida are stupid. Not all people in Florida. But the guy, anybody walking behind targets at a gun range is stupid. Right?
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking there has to be more to that story.
There's not. There's not. He's just an idiot.
Okay, well, the next story is out of Delaware County. I'm assuming that's Delaware. Superior Court.
Not necessarily.
Oh, well.
I was trying to find something out in Macon, Georgia one time. Macon, Georgia is not in Macon County.
Oh.
So.
No?
No.
Okay, well, wherever this is then.
Okay.
Superior Court panel threw out what the judge called an utterly frivolous lawsuit that was brought by a prison inmate against the USA Today newspaper. Now get this. The name of the inmate, and this is going to scar the Food Network for life, is Alton Brown, who we all know is a famous chef on the Food Network.
There's more than one.
I know there's more than one, but it isn't kind of an unusual name, Alton. And you know, my favorite show, which was, you know, Good Eats for many years, was on that. So I was quite surprised to see that Alton Brown, 60 years old, has been in jail for a while. He was suing the USA Today newspaper because they decided to stop publishing Las Vegas betting odds and other gambling data with their sporting events.
Did they really?
Yes. They no longer publish those items. And he said that this was deleterious to his career.
As the prison bookie?
Yeah. As the illegal jailhouse gambling bookie.
I understand.
Now, gambling is forbidden by prisoners in this state. He sued USA Today for a breach of contract because he said that as soon as they stopped printing the paper and he stopped making money, he was no longer subscribing. Therefore, that was a breach of... I don't understand how that works.
I don't either.
But that's what he sued for, and the judge threw it out as utterly frivolous.
Well, when you first said frivolous lawsuit, I thought it was going to be some guy had brought a lawsuit and walked behind some targets at a shooting range and got shot.
Yeah.
No. Interestingly enough, I think that perhaps we need to file a lawsuit against Mr. Brown because in the 18 years that he has been in prison, he has filed
How many lawsuits?
27 frivolous lawsuits.
So when does he have to start paying for those?
I don't know, but they all cost the taxpayers money.
Yeah.
I think that's what he does as a hobby. You know, you're locked up for 18 years. You got to find something to do.
Yeah.
Researching things to sue for.
You can become a pretty good chess player.
You could.
I had to play. I went to the AA Olympics and played in the chess tournament. Got soundly, and you know, I'm a pretty decent chess player. I got soundly defeated by this guy, Augie. His name was Augie. I'm like, hey, Augie boy.
Augie Dougie.
Augie, my son. He told me he had been in San Quentin for like 22 years. He goes, yeah, I played about 40, 50 games a day. He goes, if you could play 40, 50 games of chess for 22 years and not get good at it, you should hang it up. And I'm like, wow.
Okay, and finally we have in Jacksonville Beach.
Florida.
Florida.
Jacob J. Mercer, the force was not with him.
What's the name?
Jacob J. Mercer.
Okay. Is it J-A-Y or just the J
initial? Just the J. Just
so not three names.
There's
okay.
Three, yeah.
He was trying to rob a West Palm Beach convenience store. His disguise?
Mm-hmm.
Darth Vader.
That's a good disguise.
Yes. His face is covered, you know,
uh-huh.
And he can see out of the little holes in the mask. Not a bad idea. However, the force was not with him when the cashier decided that, gun or no gun, he was not going to be robbing the store and threw, the article writer calls it a thermal detonator, except it's actually a jar of blue cheese dressing, and hit him in the head. The police found other weapons at his home. He did not have his lightsaber on him.
Use the force.
Use the force, Luke.
So the picture, actually, if you go and look this up on Florida, it's kind of an amusing picture of Darth Vader getting smacked in the head by a blue cheese dressing.
Yeah, does he have blue cheese all over him?
Yeah, so, you know, perfect. Just in case you want to check that out.
Probably ruined his costume.
Yep.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress too. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
Shall we resume?
We shall.
Okay.
I wasn't going to because I have a,
you have
have
a mouthful of what?
Cobb salad.
Okay.
So, Shelly, we have a topic.
Okay, you go ahead and talk about
wow.
it.
Wow, a larger mouthful than Bruce had.
Step 6 and 7. This is another time when we group a couple together.
Uh-huh. So if we do them according to the big book, are we almost done with the show?
Almost.
Oh, you mean because there are only like two paragraphs in the big book?
Well, and these
two
are
paragraphs and a prayer.
Yeah.
Six and eight are like kind of those steps.
Well, eight you've already done.
Right.
Well,
you did it when you made this list.
And six is the same for everyone.
Yeah. So give us six, Mark.
Really? You're going to make me go back? I got to do what Shelley does.
Well, because I know five. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
We're entirely ready to have God remove
all these defects
of now,
character. No, that was seven, wasn't it?
No. That's seven.
Humbly asked him
to remove our shortcomings.
Yeah. So, step six is one of those. Yeah. We're entirely... Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what my sponsor told me. By the time I'm done with my inventory, he goes, look, you've done the hardest part, which is talking to somebody else about it.
Yeah.
He goes, if you're not entirely ready to let it go, maybe we need to go back and work on step three. And I'm like, oh, really? And he goes, yeah, you better be entirely ready. He goes, you've come this far. You better be entirely ready to go. And I'm like, well, what if I'm not? And he goes, then we'll go back and work some other steps again. And I was like, well, and I guess I'm ready. He goes, see how easy that is?
That's right.
Wow. Yeah.
You can redo what you just did as part of getting back to here again, or you can just start from here.
Yeah. Now, Shelley, how did your sponsor work step six with you, or how do you work it with others?
I do it the exact same way she did it with me. She wrote down all the things that I was wrong about me and informed me of my shortcomings.
Yeah. I said, here's your defects of character. Work on these.
Because we all have the same ones. It's like, basically, I mean, you know, there might be a few variations here, but I do the same thing. While we're doing the fifth step, I write all these things down, I hand them over. That's what she did to me. That's why I do to other people.
See, I think that's the hard way.
What do you think is the easy way? Do you have a printout or something?
Yeah, absolutely. I go print out a copy of Character Defects because I have never run into anyone that doesn't have all of these character defects at some point or another.
Yep.
And it's like a list. It's got like 10 or 15 things. I mean, it's all the easy. I mean, you know, there's greed and sloth and all these.
Selfishness,
and it's like
self-centeredness.
They're all. And someone's like, you printed these out for me? I'm like, what, do you think you're that different? Yeah. You think you're that different
unique.
From everybody else? It's like, I am not going to sit there when someone's telling me their fifth step and try and call their character defects out of those because they're all going to be on that list. Yeah. They are all on that list. It's awesome. I love it.
What are the consequences of saying that you're ready to have God remove all these defects of character and secretly not really being ready?
Well, I don't know.
Paying lip service to him. Because we kind of throw these steps away like they're fluff steps, but they're really not. I mean, you have to think about it. You have to be willing.
I think that if you've been told, you know, that are you ready and you say yes, if you give them to God in the seventh step prayer, which is what you're supposed to do, my feeling is that God's going to take them. If you have developed, and this is why my sponsor said, well, then we got to go back to step three, because if I'm willing to give everything to God to take care of, when I say I'm ready, I'm ready to give away these defects, then when I do step seven prayer, it should be done.
Yes, but you're thinking linearly.
Yes.
Walk, come over to the dark side with the women who think in a circular fashion.
Well, you know, I don't.
Why would we ever want to do that?
I work with guys. You know?
I know, but that's something. I mean, I'm speaking specifically to the women because this is something I've noticed in meetings that we do have a problem with. Because, yes, we have turned our lives and our will over to the care of God. We pray every day. We do the steps in the order suggested. Mm-hmm.
We do a
thorough inventory.
Shelley, are you suggesting that men are more willing to admit that they have defects of character than women are?
No.
Okay.
Just stay with me.
Okay.
Wait for
it. I'm doing my best.
You know, we've admitted all of our shortcomings. We've prayed. We are willing to have God remove them. However, I have yet to find a woman that I've worked with that has not at some point in the process, and this includes me, had a secret mental reservation about giving up one of the shortcomings.
A particular one.
Yes, a particular one.
Which one?
And across the board, it is self-loathing. That's a defect.
I've heard that before, but not much.
It is. That's the thing that
is
tripped me up.
Is this the world of do these jeans make my butt look big?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we get it. You could have it. You guys could keep that one.
It's the character defect of lack of self-worth. And it sounds like because to women...
Why do y'all have that?
Because I don't know why. I don't know where it comes from.
It's all a woman thing.
It's not all women, and I know some men that have had it, and it's an insecurity thing, but I know a lot of women who do, and I did.
I know a man that had it who I worked at inventory with. We talked to him last night.
Yeah, it's and it's very insidious because every day you're like, I'm going to have a great day, and I'm going to do good things, and because, gosh darn it, I'm good enough. And then... the self-doubt creeps in.
You need to listen to Stuart Smalley.
I know Stuart Smalley because gosh darn it, I'm smart enough and gosh darn it, people like me. But at some point every day, the self-doubt creeps in. And that's where the 6 and 7, where it gets a little bit muddy. And I actually had that happen with me with the self-worth. And, you know, you guys remember the day that I kind of went, oh, and it was over. Yeah. And I still, even to this day, though, even though
What? The day it was over?
The day that I realized that if I didn't give up the crutch of self-loathing, I wasn't going to get anywhere because I was miserable even though I'd done all the steps.
It was a day like any other day.
And I was about to say before you interrupted me, Mr. Cranky Pants, I still have problems with it, but it's a million times better than it used to be. In fact, right now my problem is I'm finding myself being really irritable and snapping at people because I'm actually speaking up for myself, and it's leading to negative consequences.
Well, first of all,
she told me to fuck off earlier.
Yeah, she did. The step doesn't say you give up all your defects of character.
No, it says you
you're entirely ready to have God
right.
remove them.
Right,
right.
It's up to God whether he wants to remove right. them all or not.
Yeah, humbly ask him.
Right.
Maybe that's just something that was just genetically in that odd-numbered rib, and God intended it to be there.
No, because I know too many women who have managed to get over it.
So you know better than God?
No, I don't believe
that. Because
when
I turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understand him, whatever goes on after that, I figure it was God's will.
Right. And I'm not saying that, but I'm not speaking for God, but I'm saying that I disagree with that because I've seen too many women who have managed to get over the crutch of self-loathing and have managed to.
And they hate themselves for it.
And no, and they're and they've fully recovered from that part of it, and God has removed that from them. So I know it does happen. It's just
if
the
God
part,
wants it to.
The part that there's a little reservation between the willing to have God remove these defects of character and humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. There's a little hitch in our giddy up right between those two with that.
Well,
and I don't mean to hijack the whole topic, but that was what I was
thinking.
No,
you're good. Hijack away.
I was thinking when I work with people, along the lines of what Mark said, I ask God every day to remove my, you know, take all my problems away, root and branch. Mm-hmm. And by the time I get to step 6, I know what the next step is to simply pray again that he removes some things specifically. Now, like Mark said, that doesn't guarantee it's happening at that second. Matter of fact, I do the 7th step prayer every single day. I also do the 3rd step prayer every single day because I know I have the rubber band. I have the rubber band defects. You know, I give them to God and then I want to snap them back in case mm-hmm. I think I might need that one.
Mm-hmm. You have no straight boomerangs.
Well, a lot of my character defects used to be my assets back in the day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my greed helped me significantly in dealing drugs, you know, mm-hmm. and my greed also helped me significantly in doing more of my own drugs, you know. And, I mean,
was a big thing at that point.
Yeah, it was the things that I survived on back in the day. So it's really difficult to give all that up. But by the time I get to step 6, pretty ready to have them gone. They're all going to stay gone. And 6 to me is became ready. You know, it's like, that's one of the easiest things ever.
I'm ready.
I'm so ready. By the time I'm done with my inventory, I'm like so ready.
Yeah.
I normally have guys do 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 all at the same time.
Yes.
This is what I call the Evelyn Woods speed sobriety program, because when you get to there, because really 6 is you got to be ready.
Yeah.
And then 7 is a prayer, which takes, you know, a minute. Then all of a sudden it's, you know, 8, if you're ready to go and you know, do your amends.
But 7.
Or make the list, and that you've already have the list that you made when you wrote your inventory.
But 7, are you willing to be humble enough?
Yeah. Well, and it's the book shows, it says, we said something like this. And it says, "My creator, I'm not willing to show all of me good and bad. I pray that you not remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you, my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out for him to do thy bidding. Amen." It says, "Ah, then you're ready for step 8. And I'm like, wow, that was like a really short step. And they're like, because that's what the step is. Give it to God.
Yeah. You know, I think that's one of the things that's really at times difficult for us to have learned early on in the program is how much of this we quit trying to control everything.
Right.
You know, it's not up to me. And
I love the steps where I give it to God and let him worry about it. I love that.
Yeah. I love that. I don't have to do this.
Well, and it doesn't mean that there's no footwork, but God's going to let me know.
Shelly's giving you the hairy eyeball.
Epic eye roll.
God's going to let me know what the footwork is.
Yeah. Wait, Shelly's now going to share with us now the reasoning behind women have a problem with this because she gave you that look.
Because you still have to do stuff. You can't just sit around and wait for God to drop boulders on your head.
Did I just say that?
Yeah.
There is
your life.
Footwork, and God will let me know what the footwork is.
Which means you sit around and wait for God to drop boulders on your head.
No.
And
you just go
get out there
you
and
just
do,
go do
stuff every day.
You just go do.
I know, but you can't procrastinate.
Who procrastinates? You just go do.
He procrastinates. That's
no,
what
he does.
Hairy
he does every day.
Really? So my store procrastinates every day? It doesn't try and sell anything? It just sits there and does nothing?
Well, I don't know. Filing the taxes in October.
That's when I filed mine.
It's completely legal.
I filed mine October 15th. When did you file yours, Bruce?
18th.
No, on the 15th.
Yeah.
Was it the 15th? I thought we were on the 18th.
No.
Nope.
You know why?
On the 18th, we were in trouble.
You know why we do that? Because it's the end of our extension.
Yeah, exactly. Procrastination.
No.
That was all her nose.
Thou shalt not pay the government 1 cent before its time.
That reminds me of that wine commercial.
That's right.
We will sell wine before
that's
its
actually
time.
A commandment.
Oh, okay.
Once again, from God.
Oh, so now you're saying that you know the mind of God.
No, this is just one of the commandments from God. Thou shalt pay no taxes before their time.
Well, all right.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Let the choir begin.
Now, I remember one time this guy, I think his name was Wayne. He moved, when he left, he was still sober. He moved down south, and he was from down south. He was from like Atlanta or something because he used to say Atlanta like that. He talked a little like this. He was actually a spa guy. He did spas. Matter of fact, years and years and years ago, 20 years ago, did my mom's spa. It was nice when they put it in. We did his inventory at, can't remember the name of it. It's a little coffee shop on San Bernardino Road.
Costas,
yes. We did it out on the smoking patio. We did his inventory. When we were done with his inventory, I said, "Are you ready to have God remove all your defects of character?" He said, "Yeah." We were out in the parking lot by this time. I said, "All right, hit your knees." He goes, "Where?" I go, "Right here, parking lot." So we both, this must look crazy, anybody driving in the parking lot, because he and I are both on our knees in the parking lot doing the seven-step prayer, because I always tell guys, when it's time to do the seven-step prayer, I want you to know the seven-step prayer. So I have them start working on it while they're doing their fourth and fifth step. We sat right in there in the parking lot, did the seven-step prayer. Boom, 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 boom. And he goes, "Well, what about 8? And I go, "I got 8 right here." And he goes, "What's that?" I go, "This is a list of all the people you have to go back and talk to because we made this list."
This is column 1 of your four-step.
Yeah, this is column 1 of your four-step.
Just get a pair of scissors
goes,
and cut them off.
And he goes, "Oh, exactly that's what I said." I go, "That's why we have columns. You can cut the first column off, and then all the rest of it you can go burn or whatever. But this column, these are the people you need to go talk to." And he's like, "Oh, that's awesome." I'm like, "Just exactly like the big book says, you know, now it's time to make your list. But that's easy because you already have it. You made it when you did your inventory." I'm like, you know, 6, 7, and 8 are just bam, bam, bam. I think it's easy peasy. I think that by the time you are reading your inventory, you're going to go from, well, not every sponsor does this, but you're going to go from step 5 to step 9 in like one day. Bam.
Yep.
And
because 9 going to take you forever
if you ever finish it.
Right.
But I have to wonder if nowadays.
Nowadays.
Because when I tell people that, when I say, you know, be prepared for a long day when we do your 5th, because you're going to be up to 9 when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And they always act shocked, like it's wrong, like somehow we're doing it wrong. And I've heard a lot of people talk about all the time, all the, you know, weeks or whatever that they've spent on 6, 7, 8, and I don't understand that. I mean, that's not the way
I'm kind of surprised, because you said that 6, lots of women aren't ready to give that all up. So
I know,
do you
but
go
we do them anyway. We don't find out that we have had that reservation until later. That's what I'm saying, is that later on it trips you up, because you think that you're ready, you think that you're willing, and that you're humbly asking him to remove your shortcomings, and then 4 months down the road, you're still miserable and you don't know why.
Don't you just continually ask him to remove those every day?
That doesn't mean that you don't have a little subconscious kernel of doubt over something.
I think that's because God hasn't removed that yet, for whatever reason.
So God wants us to be miserable.
Let me ask you. You pray to God every day to take all your problems.
Yeah.
You pray to God every day to remove your character defects.
Yeah.
Your God is all powerful.
Yeah.
So if you still have that, it's because God wants you to, for whatever reason. I don't know what that reason is. Maybe he's teaching you a lesson. I don't know.
Thanks, God. I love being miserable.
I'm saying he might be teaching you a lesson. Maybe you need to feel that so that when you work with someone in the future and they have that problem, you can tell them what to do.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Mark is over there being miserable and shrinking down into his jacket because it's like, from his perspective, it's 10 degrees.
You know how, like, when it's really hot here during the summer and I'm a little cooler than you guys because I'm by the door?
Yeah, now you're colder.
Yeah, now it's the other way around. So
well, I'm not especially warm right now.
Yeah, so, all right, well, good.
I will tell you. Now, remember, folks, because this is California, I will tell you exactly.
What's the wind
okay,
chill?
We're freezing because it's 55 degrees.
It's not 55
degrees. It's 52.
I have 55 on
it. I have 52 on the weather
51?
Channel.
Do
the
I
weather
have
51? Channel.
Do I have 51? 50, 50, 50.
$55 so, bid.
Hey,
give me 50.
Snapchat
give me 50.
Says it's 55.
Well, Snapchat doesn't know nothing.
Well, you know, Snapchat.
Weather Channel officially says... Da-da-da-da-da. Weather Channel, I'm waiting for it to load. 54.
Oh, so it's closer to the 55 that my Snapchat says.
Well, actually, awesome. Yeah, 54.
Wow, I just turned mine on. It just dropped from 55 to 54, literally in front of me as I clicked.
Mine just went to 54 as well.
This
so
is
there you go.
Amazingly,
no, you know what's amazing
for
is people like people in other parts of the country, like in Canada, like for instance, Wendy Mulligan. Thank you again for the pins.
Wendy who?
Mulligan.
Oh,
now
oh.
I have to edit this show.
You never do. Whoops. You always say
no,
that.
But
no, I do if there's a name involved.
But I call everybody in Canada Mulligans. They're all Mulligans. They're a bunch of Mulligans.
Dweeb.
My friend over in Switzerland, they're going to hear 55 degrees, which, of course, is Fahrenheit. And they're going to be like, you guys
that's
are
shorts
lame.
Weather.
Yeah. Cause
I'd be laying out in the sun that...
Yeah, because 55 is what, like 30 something Celsius, or you know.
You have to, yeah. Well, I have to figure it out. No, it's less. It's less than that. Because 30 Celsius is 85 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh.
Because you double it and add 25 to get Fahrenheit from Celsius.
Oh.
So you
okay.
have to subtract
so 20,
25 and
20
then cut something. It in half. Yeah.
Okay. So, Shelley.
Yes. After that riveting exchange.
What would your final words on steps 6 and 7 be?
Whoops. on step 6 and 7,
mm-hmm.
It's practically painless. You won't even notice it until 5 months later when you can't figure out why you're miserable. So just go back and figure it out.
I'm alone, Shelley, my higher power.
That's good. Yeah.
She needs a more powerful higher power.
Okay. I think you need to stay out of my recovery.
No, I was just offering it up. You know, no, I've got a perfectly good higher power. He pulls all that. Mark,
yeah.
your final words.
Don't worry about getting rid of all your current character defects. You'll get new ones.
You'll
That's
give
true.
More.
That's true.
My final words are, 6, you should be ready to do it by the time you get to this point. 7, it's a prayer. I would suggest committing it to memory, just like the step 3 prayer, and doing that every day. And if you're giving everything over to God every day and asking him to remove your defects every day, you know, if you still have a character defect, there's a reason he wants you to still have it, whether it's a learning experience or to help someone else or whatever.
Thanks, God.
Yeah. Shelley, who's our friend in the Inland Empire?
If you go to the 12stepgazette.com/IE, you will come to the Southern California edition of that fine publication.
Yes.
And it would be great if you wanted to subscribe. You can also ask for, you know, maybe she'll send you some copies so that you can dump them at your local club or
strew them about the place.
Yes. And hand them out. And I don't know if she's doing franchising, but you can certainly ask and see if there are opportunities available.
She should be. Mark.
Yes.
People listen to this show.
Really?
Yes.
I'm Thanks. Sorry.
However you listen to the show, we greatly appreciate it. We do ask that you go visit our site at recovery101.net click on a show. And if you're not yet a member of Podomatic, what the hell are you waiting for?
Exactly.
God, we've been talking about this long enough. You become a member of Podomatic, you will get, and then follow the show, you'll get emailed updates as to when new shows are posted. But don't worry, Bruce will get that information to you somehow. He has many ways of getting to you. But anyway, once you come on in, you can like, comment, leave show topic suggestions, follow, and add us to your playlist for all your Saturday night rockin' party needs.
Follow, 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 follow. Follow Recovery One Show. No, Recovery One Show. No, it didn't really work.
No, you didn't get there from here.
Didn't happen.
Fail.
Don't forget.
You want your beer back?
Buy Shelley's ebook. Shelley?
As soon as it's out.
What? Oh, the yes. On Amazon, I will have an ebook out. It's the title is Shelley Burnett Updated Her Status. And it is a personal memoir of social media for the last 4 years.
It's funny. It's awesome.
Awesome.
So, I'm telling you guys, she's a fantastic writer. You have no idea. But you will have an idea because it's going to be, it's cheap. It's like three or four bucks, $5.
Not $5.
Someone said you should make it $11.99.
But can we option the movie?
Someone is out of their minds. I believe that the starting price for this will be $2.99 unless I have a sale.
I thought it was $3.99.
No, $2.99.
Anybody option the movie yet?
Why does the
No,
number,
nobody's optioned the movie yet.
Oh, okay.
Why does the number keep going down?
It doesn't keep going down. That's the same number. You're the one who keeps making it go up. At
$3.99.
Stay still. Stay still. Stay still.
Oh, there must be a spider hanging in the air.
It's attached to Mark's head.
I got to tell you, my vision's so bad right now.
I know.
There's no way I would have even seen that. I didn't even see the spider that was over here. Until you someone really pointed
one,
it out to me.
Yeah, that one was pretty big, but I just saved Mark from a
By the
horrible
way,
fate.
We have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can send tips and tricks and posts and topics and, you know.
Rants, raves.
Lead out music or.
Notice
or,
of raves.
Or a jingle. You can send all that stuff to that email address. That's recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley.
Yes.
Who is the lead out music by?
The Evangenitals.
The Evangenitals. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
sun shining in my eyes.